It was far from a walk in the park. But over 2 days earlier this week, about 40 Bradford District High School students may have set themselves up for possible employment in the parks and recreation field. The teenagers participated in a skills training session organized by the school, Ontario Parks Association and Town of Bradford West Gwillimbury. Students had the opportunity to learn about parks and recreation-related jobs, young worker safety, and landscaping equipment maintenance and operation. They even practiced using hedge trimmers, leaf blowers, lawnmowers and other items to help maintain the school grounds. "We're trying to get kids thinking about getting interested in parks and rec as a career opportunity," said Natalie Swak, who teaches the school's Green Industries program. "There will be a lot of opportunities coming up in the near future, and it's also quite lucrative. It's a well-paid job that there will be demand for." A large percentage of the park's workforce is slated to retire over the next 5 years. Careers can range from arborist and landscape architect to general laborer, and there will be room for advancement for eager employees, she said. "We really need workers," Swak said. "The town and association approached me, looking to recruit young people into these types of careers. There are skilled trades in demand in parks." The program was offered for free through funding from the Simcoe County District School Board. And participants received a certificate that they can show to prospective employers, she said. "We're trying to build up interest in the Green Industries program at the school and careers in parks," Swak said. "Young workers are most likely to get hurt on the job within their first few months of working. We're going over what their rights are, what they need to know, how to report safety issues, and also just a general orientation to careers."